The Atheist. What is an atheist? According to the Pew Research Center, atheism is on the rise in the U.S. However, it is complicated to measure. By definition, an atheist does not believe there is a God or a supreme being of any kind. The number claiming to be atheist has climbed over to 4% of the population. However, one out of five of these say they do believe in some form of higher power. So by strict terms, they would not be a true atheist. We should also note that the makeup of atheist religion, according to Pew, is 68% men, 78% white, and 43% have a college degree. The median age for atheists is 34. The atheist religion is active in liberal politics and claims churches and religious groups harm society. They have an annual convention as well as smaller conventions in some major cities. They use these conventions to promote their agendas and organize their attacks on the Christian faith and on others who believe in God. Scripture has this to say about the atheist religious beliefs that there is no God. Psalms 14:1a says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." There have always been a few people who did not believe in God, even with all the massive amount of evidence showing contrary. When we look at the small percentage of Americans that are atheists, why should we be concerned? The majority of Americans believe in God and the rules that God gave us. However, this majority is shrinking. The world has made major inroads into many churches and in our society. First, let us look at what a small number of fanatical atheists were able to do in just the last 40 years. In 1962, they were able to get the Supreme Court to make prayer in school illegal. They followed up in 1980 with the removal of the Ten Commandments from schools. Second, they believe that the church and religious groups are the root of many of the social problems in the United States. Although many atheists live very peaceful and upright lives, they have helped change America for the worse. Since the removal of prayer and the Ten Commandments from schools, we have seen a huge upswing in violence, violence that we had never seen before in the schools. Atheists are small in number, but they are well organized and join with other groups such as the LGBTQ and any other organization that opposes God's word. They seek to undermine anything that may relate to God's word and the teachings of Christian moral values. We live in a country that believes that the majority rules, but most things are done by small groups who know what they stand for can easily sway large groups who will not stand firm. Do you know that friendship with the world is God's, is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. We find this in James 4:4b. We must understand that an atheist is first and foremost a lost person. You should be just as concerned for them as anyone else you meet. Jesus died for the atheist on the same cross he died for you. Satan is using atheists as a direct attack on faith in God. However, is their sin greater than ours if we fail to follow Jesus? Not at all. Failure to follow Jesus results in us spending eternity with Satan and his demons. God provided a way for all of us to be with him in heaven. Scripture tells us, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Most of you know that from John 3:16. We're also told that faith comes from hearing. It is our job when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, to tell everyone the good news. Our failure to do this is one reason that almost 4% of our population questions whether God exists. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," in John 14:15. We need to move beyond just accepting the fact that there is a God who created all things in heaven and on earth. Our life should center around doing what Jesus commissioned us to do. Jesus told his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28:10-20. If we do what Jesus tells us to do, many of the atheists will come to know the Lord. When we who claim the name of Jesus do not obey him, atheists see that as proof there is no God. In conclusion, atheism is a very real threat to the body of Christ. It will try to make the worship of God a crime. They will use the lack of faith in principle of our political leaders to get laws passed to control Christian outreach or even assembly. As Christians, our reaction should never be to hate or harm, but to evangelize them. We should pray for them. Give them nothing by which to condemn us. This is the way Jesus would approach this.